W Mobile.
4HGX Mobile.
Grand XY.
Again, David, you on that second or third cup of coffee now?
I've had two or three cups of coffee, then switched over to iced tea.
Look at my language.
Yes, sir. They talking a lot. We're going to have a rainy, bit of a rainy day today and tomorrow and Sunday.
It's sounding like, but we need the rain, that's for sure.
Well, my yard's drying up bad, really bad. Well, I don't want to tie it up too long. Let some of the other guys come on in here. Y'all be careful out there. KF4NXY.
Well, welcome to Hang Around. It's just me and Ken now.
David, anytime. And then it looks like we're only over the 3-day span. We're only going to get like an inch and a half, which that ain't too bad.
Get a nice, slow, steady rain. Don't need no downpours right now.
Hey, have you heard from Jody lately?
Heard Jody all week. I don't know.
On vacation.
Plans this weekend?
Plans we got is Saturday. The three granddaughters from my son, the ex-daughter-in-law, is going to bring them over, and next week and see them. We haven't seen them in about 3 years, I think.
Good to get to see him again. Thinks it's been that long, though.
She has custody of him some, you know, probably every other weekend or whatever, and that. So she's going to have him for Christmas and that, so we'll get to see him then. So hopefully we'll get to see him a little bit more. She lives up in, I want to say up in Mars Hill, and then she has to come down to Anderson to pick him up.
Don't let you see him?
I spoke to him. He just said, stay out of my life. It's like, okay.
Sounds like my dad.
Gotta be careful what you wish for.
Yep, because you might get it.
One of my stepsons, the youngest one that's passed, and that last thing he told his mom was, I hope I never see you again. And then he got his wish.
No, I wasn't the one that told my dad that. He's the one that told me, so I haven't spoke to him in almost a year now.
Sorry to hear that.
No great loss. Him and mom split up when I was 8. He moved to Texas so he wouldn't have to pay child support. So then he wanted to move back up here after he got hurt and want somebody to help take care of him. I tried to get along with him, get to know him a little bit better, but oh well. I'm not going to sweat it.
It's something you never really had, right?
I just feel bad for your grandkids. There's no way for them to be.
But hopefully it'll, you know what I mean, this will be a good starting point.
At least the daughter and ex-daughter-in-law still bring them around. That's good.
Be three red-headed grandchildren.
You can handle that?
The only thing is at least they're a little bit older. I think they're like, I don't know, 13, 11, and 10, or something like that.
N4ZLK.
And Shane, KO4HKX. Hope you had a good night.
Ken, I'm married to one redhead. I can't imagine having to deal with three of them.
And out this weekend. Good morning, Shane.
I had a good night. I'm tired, but I'm ready to get home. Hope you guys are well.
Did you?
Just stay away from it. She started sprinkling on me a little bit at one point, but I thought it was gonna get me, but it's moving slower than they were originally saying.
Pizza, I'm making my trip back from Lawrence, and then it'll start pouring down the rain up 26.
Back to the redhead comment, when I had to take Beth back to the oral surgeon last Monday because her mouth wouldn't stop bleeding. After he finally got a stitch in there and recauterized it, he said, it's always the redheads.
It's sitting here on the side of the road waiting to be docked open. And then one of the back tires on the trailer is like completely gone. The rubber's just completely missing.
Probably don't even know it.
Good when he left 5,000 miles ago.
Yeah. Parking lot, so I'm going to say 7-3 to you guys. You guys have an awesome day and a good weekend, and I'll catch you guys back probably later next week. KN4 TSW.
Have a great day. KO4HKX.
Enjoy your day and your weekend, and hope you have a good one. Enjoy celebrating your wife's birthday. I think that's today, I believe. Could be wrong. Anyway, have a good day. N4ZLK.
KN4NXY.
Shane, I'm going to jump out and switch vehicles, and then I'll be right back. KO4HKX.
Hello. Good morning, David.
I think I might have told you one time to me anyway, you sound an awful lot like DJW David.
I feel like you're not the only person that's told me that. I was trying to remember. I don't remember you telling me specifically, but I do remember being told specifically. But I don't think it was you. I just can't remember who. So that doesn't surprise me.
It is uncanny, you know, to me how much y'all sound like. When you and him come on the air, it's I got to listen for a few minutes and get your call sign. But before I know who I'm listening to.
Told me, and it was another guy named David. That's two Davids told me I sound like another David.
Oh, well, I don't know, you know, a lot of these guys, you know, I can, you know, I recognize their voice more so than their name or their call sign, but yeah, it's kind of, I don't know, just observation. I don't know if there's anybody out there that sounds like me. I'm hedging a lot of times when I say something that a lot of the guys have got where, you know, they recognize my voice.
And I were kind of talking about that the other day, not necessarily about the voices, but about sometimes just somebody keying up. The background noise on the radio is always the same, and you know who it is before they even start speaking. But yeah, everybody has, for the most part, most people have a distinct voice, and you get to know them by their voices and their calls. But I don't mind being told I sound like David. David's a really nice guy. It is what it is. So, you know, I'm doesn't bother me a bit.
He's a nice guy, and he's always got a good signal into the repeater. So, you know, it's definitely a compliment, you know, when I say that, because, you know, he always, you know, sounds good on the radio to me. Sometimes I'm on different radios, and I don't know if I'm sounding okay into the repeater or not, but one time I wasn't, and somebody told me, and I was glad they told me I had a bad power supply, and I replaced the power supply, and that fixed it. But, you know, you don't really know how you sound on the other end of the radio sometimes.
Right, and actually, David, W4DJW, and I were talking one time, and he told me about the repeater recordings, because I was commenting about how it's hard to tell. I can't tell what I sound like on the radio. And, you know, you really don't know what you sound like until you record yourself and listen anyway. So I was listening to the repeater recordings, see how the radio sounded, to see how I sounded on the radio. And I was amazed at how much I sound like one of my brothers. I never realized it. But I thought, man, it could be him talking on the radio. It sounds just like him.
Oh, yeah, that reminds me. Years ago, my wife and I played a joke on one of the other husbands in it because they all sound so much alike on the telephone, and you know, they kind of had him going for a while.
Hutters is married to a twin, and when we first met them, you know, we couldn't tell them apart. Beth and I, it was difficult, but now that we know them, and they're identical twins, they're actually mirror twins. One of them's left-handed, one of them's right-handed. One of them has a little issue with his blood clotting, and the other one has the opposite issue. His blood doesn't clot. He has to be careful not to cut himself, things like that, you know. So they're so easy to tell apart for me now, but I saw a picture of the other one, the one that's not married to my daughter. He's grown his beard out like his brother now, and with that beard, goodness, even my daughter said it's kind of freaky to look at him because he looks so much like her husband.
One thing with twins that I heard was interesting, and I don't know if there's any truth to it, but, you know, sometimes they can kind of sense, you know, what's going on with the other twin, you know, if they're having a good day or a bad day or, you know, maybe call it a ESP. I don't, you know what I mean, that kind of psychic connection.
Talking about, I don't know that Connor and Hayden have ever experienced that, but I've seen stories on that even years ago. Twins that didn't even know, siblings that were twins, they didn't know they were separated at birth, and one of them broke their arm and the other one felt it. And this was long before they'd even, you know, met each other because they were separated at a young age. So I've heard of stories. I've heard of things like that.
Well, let's see if Patrick's changed vehicles. But, yeah, you're talking about how people sound on the radio. I can definitely tell when he gets in the big truck that Kenwood's got, well, somebody else was telling him that Kenwood's got a bit of punch to it. Yeah, I can tell when he's in it. Anyway, he may have changed vehicles by now. KF4NXY.
For HKX, I'm here.
Here's the big truck radio sound. Welcome back.
Feedback. And I'm glad this radio sounds so good because it's noisy in here in the background.
With the one I've got in my work truck again, they were telling me last night that the audio would disappear. It'd go way down in audio, and then there was a little background noise that we figured out. It sounds kind of like engine noise, but it didn't change when I'd rev it or slow it down. So I don't know. I thought I'd gotten it straightened out, cleaned out my microphone, and checked all the connectors and everything, and it was working great for a few weeks, and now it's back to doing it again.
Do the system and make sure nothing come loose or give you any problems to start with.
You go buy another radio. That's what I've come to. Give me an excuse.
A good Christmas present from Beth for you.
Things on the list. I'll just sneak this one in somehow, like on the side, and I won't say anything about it.
I don't get these Kenwoods anymore.
Which one is that again? You told me.
PHD710, I believe it is.
I've seen a couple of some of those older Kenwoods, which I might be interested in used, but I don't know. Yeah, whenever you buy something used, you just never know. If the price were a little better on it, I'd think about it, but when it's pretty close to what you can buy a new radio for, it's kind of hard to do it.
For these Kenwoods on Marketplace over the last weekend for $350, but it didn't last long.
That's a pretty good price. No, that wouldn't last long. Get a nice cup of hot tea to drink. Thought I'd just throw that out since you guys were talking about coffee and iced tea earlier.
Enjoy it when you get there.
my office this morning, and there's a little side street that's got a big school. What's the name of that school? Is it Christ Church? Yeah, Christ Church, and has several apartment complexes. And this big deer, big buck, was standing on the side. I'm pretty sure he was an 8-point. He was definitely a 6-point. Standing right there on the side of the road, right by all the apartments.
That bear you seen or sent me a video of in Traveler's Rest, I mean, they gotta go somewhere.
I told you this, but when we first moved from Simpsonville to where we live now, we weren't there in our new place for a couple of months. I don't know. We moved there in the end of October. I'm trying to remember. I think it was in sometime in November, or it could have been early spring. Before I ever saw the first bear up in Cleveland, there was a report of one right on Main Street in Simpsonville, up a tree in front of a church there. And I'd lived in Simpsonville for 17 years and never saw anything like that.
Around a lot more than we realize.
I think they move around at night a lot more, too. And we see them in the daytime a lot, but I bet in where it's more populated, they probably stay hidden more.
About 6 acres of woods out here, and I don't wander around outside too much at night.
You better carry some protection with you, right?
Pick the 9 or the AR-1.
Place too while you're walking. That way they'll have a good chance to hear you before you run up on them accidentally.
A million years ago when we were camping, so we all got in the station wagon, and instead of the tent, a bear come along, started scratching on the side of the station wagon.
Twisted that key and found the skinny pedal.
Yeah, but I was way too young to drive at the time. And my dad was a pretty sound sleeper, so I think we just, you know, kind of waited till morning and made sure there wasn't nothing around and loaded up and left.
Any food in that car with you? Those bears can smell it and they can rip those doors open.
Thankfully we didn't have any, you know, food in the car. I think he might have got into the cooler or whatever that we had at the tent. But but it's like you say, I think they do most of their moving around at night, so kinda, you know, gotta be careful some places in the dark. I heard a panther whining out here a couple of years ago when we were getting ready to go fishing early one morning. So, you know, they are, you got all kind of animals out there moving around at night.
Heard any cats yet? I know they're around. I know they're bobcats, and I'm sure there's some panthers or mountain lions, whatever they want to call them. I know they're around. I've never heard any of those, but I've seen or heard some coyote and seen a lot of deer at nighttime around where I am.
We've got a lot of deer out here. Well, y'all, yeah, pick it back up. It's getting on to 6:30, so I know some of y'all about destinated. KN4NXY.
See you later. Have a good day. Always enjoy it. N4ZLK.
Good to talk to you this morning. Go ahead, Shane.
Nice one today.
We're on my way.
You leave that where you are there, where you leave your truck. Do you come through Greenville, or do you go cut it down 11 over to 26?
Right now, I'm on my way out 11 to 26. This is only the second time I've had to do this trip since I started parking down here, so still trying to decide which way is the best way. This way I ain't got to deal with near as many red lights, though.
I was curious what way would be quicker, but I would imagine, or shorter anyway, I imagine going through Greenville would be shorter down 385, but I don't really know.
Be shorter, but more headaches, so sometimes it's better to go the long way around.
Good trip for you, and I hope they make it worth your while coming down there.
Especially this time of year, the last month of the year, they got money they have to spend before the end of the year, so we'll see.
That's right. I forgot about that. Got to spend it so they get it next year.
Understood that. Why not have a budget, and then if that department doesn't spend it, let them put it into a savings account where they can have it when something really does happen. That way you can make your business more profitable and run it like it should be run. But no, we got to run it like the government. Spend it willy-nilly on whatever.
KFOMUF.
N4, is that okay?
Gentlemen?
Run that word around too loosely there, Jody.
Roger that. Good morning, Patrick.
Call or something.
Trying to see what was going on. Looks like they might have hit a deer.
Make for a good morning.
For HKX. Nah, it doesn't make for a good morning, but it looks like the deer was the only thing really hurt, that and the headlight. So, car's still running. Everybody's safe, so could be worse.
My first deer. A few weeks ago, on Friday night, going up to Spartanburg, one ran out and ran right into the side of my, right into my door on the side of my truck.
I was on the radio with you when it happened. You had to get out and check to see if it done any damage.
Crash guard on the, over the front, or, well, the front of the rear axles, and left some hair in the wheel, on the wheel cover. This Freightliner's got these steel wheel covers, and there was some hair caught up in it. It's kind of bent out of shape a little bit, but that was it.
Take a drug test for that?
I didn't really even tell. I told the mechanic about it, but because there was no, I didn't even see the damage when I got up to, I was not far from the Spartanburg building. And I got out and looked around, and I didn't see anything. I didn't notice the flash guard was broken until later. And I knew he hit him. I knew I didn't hit him broadside or, you know, in the front of the truck. And everything looked good, so I didn't even say anything. Because he hit me. I didn't hit him.
I wonder if you had to go take a drug test.
We had two of those in my 33 years there.
What you think, Patrick?
Yep. I've had one in the 10 or 9 years I've had mine.
This is me when I was a package car driver, and I know now why, because they'll do it if you have a bad accident. They'll make you take one, and we've had a couple guys have lost their job or had to go to rehab. But there's a lot of these young guys now. If they don't test them on purpose because they'd lose anyway. But when I first went into doing this, driving tractor trailer, I had to take a drug test, and then I got randomly tested when they were in bringing in three new guys. They tested them, and they had to test one random employee, and they picked me.
Some of that was something I never had to worry about. You know, as being tested for drugs.
I never had to worry about it, so anytime somebody said, oh, you need to go take a drug test, I was like, okay.
I'll take one anytime, I don't care. You're not going to find anything, so. Anyway. Where you been, Jody? Haven't heard you in a while.
I'm farming and stuff. I had some family up, and I was dealing with them and hanging out with them and stuff and enjoying that time from Florida. And just going in this week, I got a little later start than I wanted to, and usually wasn't nobody on after I was headed in.
Good time with Thanksgiving. Is that, you said family in from Florida?
Yeah, my brother come up and hung out with us for a few days, man. That, me and him had an absolute blast. Got to take him around and show him all this upcountry and stuff, you know, so it was a good time.
Glad y'all had to spend some time together.
Went to Brevard and seen some friends of mine that are from Florida. They come up here every Thanksgiving. They got a place up here in Brevard. We went and hung out with them Friday and stuff and unloaded some ammo and fried up some fresh shrimp, scallops, and some gator. Shoot, man, we had a good time.
Sounds good. One of my brothers came up from Florida, too, but he's a little more difficult to get along with. He's a loner and not a very good communicator. I mean, he's fine. We talk every once in a while on the phone, but he's not a real joy to be around all the time.
That now mine, we had an absolute blast. My brother and I, we get along good. When I was in Florida, we'd go hunting together every year and, you know, do stuff like that. So, you know, we get along good, and he's not a loader. But he did bring my tree stand up for me. That was a good, my leaner.
Extra set of hands when you're doing those.
Small one, 10 foot, you know, but it's still good to have somebody to help you. He ain't scared of heights, man. I hold it, he climbs it.
Somebody like that around?
You're good to have around, especially when you're doing tree stands or tower work.
We're doing a 60-foot tower down at my old place. I changed out the head section, and I had a boom truck, you know, man lift, and I was up in it, and we got it all changed out. Next thing I know, he gets out of it, gets on the tower. He said, "Ah, tower's funner," and he climbs down the tower.
Kids do rock climbing and rappelling and things like that, and good for them. It's fun. I know they enjoy it, but I've seen some of the places they've climbed. I don't want to have anything to do with it.
My thing either.
You know, he's not scared of heights, but I jumped out of a plane parachuting, and he wouldn't go do with that. He wouldn't go do that with me. That's what he said. He goes, I'm good with that.
6 foot section of tower with him when he jumps.
Let's climb up and down until it gets where you have to pull push you.
Be pretty funny. Have our little inconsistencies about things like that. I don't know. I don't have any desire to jump out of an airplane. My oldest son did when he turned 18. Beth says she wants to go. She wants to do it, but I have no desire to. But some heights I'm good with, and others, it depends on what it is. And others I can't deal with very well. So it's kind of weird.
And that is odd, because, you know, it's like me. I can climb a tower. It might bother me to climb up there, but once I get up there, I'm absolutely fine.
It's for me. I don't know. I guess because I've never had any issue with them, but like a climber, I'd climb up all day in it, as long as I feel like the tree's fine. Some of the leaning lock-ons or leaners like that, them things shake so bad, and they move because their tree's moving, and the crown's got it fixed on one end. It's something else.
First year I went to West Virginia, I climbed it up, and I was about, I don't know, 20, 25 feet in the air, and they had a bad storm come through that Thanksgiving day, and the winds were blowing them trees around. Yeah, that was a little bit iffy.
Was that okay? Well, guys, I'm pulling in the driveway, so I'm going to say 7-3. Hope you have a good day. I'm going to go in and I don't know if I'm going to drink a cup of tea or not. I may just go to bed, take a shower, and go to bed. We'll talk to you guys later. Enjoyed it. Have a great weekend. Patrick, be safe going down there. And Jody, have a good day. If you're going to work, we'll talk to you later. And 4ZLK.
And I'd save the team for when you got up. KO4HKX.
Shane, have a great day. Thank you, sir. Enjoy your nap. KO4MUF.
Working today?
No, sir. My 4-day weekend off.
Working this morning. I got to run down to Michelin test track, and then I'll be done.
To test some stuff?
The customers, I go down once a month, the first Friday of the month, and take care of them.
Okay, absolutely. Good. Well, good for you. That's a good run, then.
Well, for me, it's 100 miles, so it's just barely inside my my radius.
But besides that, everything good for you?
And just a day-to-day normal life, and that's about it. You know, stuff tearing up, having to break, buy new ones or repair it or whatever. Nothing catastrophic, too bad or aggravated. I had my work computer crashed, and I've been hobbling it along for the last 2 weeks, waiting on the new one to get to me and get it set up. They got most of it done last night, and they couldn't do all of it until I had my card reader and printer hooked up to it, so I got to finish it up this morning.
Well, that's a pain in the butt, but at least you got a new one coming. Bridge, we paved it out yesterday and got everything ready and going to seed and mulch it, so we got that big box called all done.
On to the next one.
Yes, sir. You know, only thing pain in the butt about it was having to road run that motor grader for about an hour back and forth to the job. You know, run it up there, do all the great work, then run it back 4 days later. That's just a long ride in that grader.
Speed machine there, isn't it?
Son, 27 miles an hour. People wave at you when they go by with one finger and stuff. You know, that's fun.
And it ain't like you could do anything about it. But, I mean, I don't know. People are just... have no common sense anymore, I guess is the best way to put it.
A true statement there. That's a true statement, Patrick. You know, because they'll pass you on a no passing lane over a hill, but when you get into a area that they can pass you, they'll sit behind you.
Happened this morning coming down Canoga. Behind another car that had been going slow all the way down Canoga. Another car come up behind me and decided it wanted to pass in a blind curve on a double yellow going over a hill. I'm like, whatever.
You're just kind of like, okay, it's your life. Stop.
See it coming. I just start letting off the accelerator. That way if somebody hits them head on, I got time to stop. Brevard, did your friend live in or come up and visit?
And when you get into Brevard, they're up there off, hold on a second, I'll find out the name of that road. It's up there off of, it's not too far from 178 where it ties into whatever road that is there.
64?
Yes, 64.
In the Rosman area?
Yes, that's it, Rosman. I couldn't think of the name of it.
Well, I live on the other end of the county, so... Born and raised there, so know it pretty well.
I think it's Kathy Church Road, and you turn on the Blake, and it goes up in the up there in the hills.
Road.
That's it, Kathy's Creek Road. In the Kathy's Creek Road, then you go, I don't know, probably about a mile, and you turn right and go up there.
In that area.
It really is. It was, man, we had a great time, too. It was nice. And he went through the Secret Service and all that, and he's, you know, he knows all the tax stamps and all that stuff to get the get what you need for firearms and stuff. So he bought a couple of AKs up with some suppressors and stuff like that. So we had a lot of fun just playing around shooting.
There's a lot of that goes on around there.
Did you have a good Thanksgiving?
Do anything. My son had to work, It's just me and the wife at the house. We ended up grilling out some chicken instead of making a turkey this year.
It was the weekend before Thanksgiving. My freezer went out, so we had to pretty much, you know, keep everything cold until we could cook everything up.
Time for the freezer to go out.
Killed a deer yet this year.
After that, don't want to lose it.
No, sir, so we'll be looking more for another one here shortly. Just do a good shot of rain this weekend.
Ken was saying we're supposed to get 1.5 to 2 inches of rain this weekend over the course of the weekend. So hopefully it's nice and slow and we don't get any downpours. We don't need those right now. It's too dry for that.
A good saturating rain would be nice.
This new pavement out here on 26 dragging me all over the place.
Is it that uneven?
It's like it's got grooves in it, and it's just, you know, how your truck will fall on.
It sounds like they didn't put a leveling course on it before they paved it. And any rut that was in it, that asphalt's following it.
Having to pay attention to that.
Well, if they don't put a leveling course on a road there, Patrick, any rut that them trucks have made over the years, that new pavement is going to drop right back down into that new rut. So it's new pavement, but it's just driving like the old.
The new and on to the old now, so maybe it'll be a little better
for you.
Usually gets a little better after I get past Greenville-Spartanburg here. Traffic thins out and it's not quite as bad. It's just an easy ride then.
Yeah, that makes it nice.
Big plans this weekend?
I gotta go get a recall done on my truck Monday, drop it off and let them have it for the day, but otherwise, no, nothing major, nothing big, so just be tinkering around here after daylight, and, you know, just get some stuff done before it rains and then go from there.
To me too, the calm before the storm. Fire fixed?
Yeah, I still gotta find somebody that can give me a hand with it. I don't even mind paying, helping somebody do it, or dropping it off, but, you know, I'd like to help. That way I can learn about it, but no, sir, not yet.
What fire was it?
A Yaesu SB2100.
I will ask around, and if I find somebody, I'll let you know.
Appreciate that, Patrick. Really do. Thank you.
On here that will help with that, but I'm not going to speak for them.
That, you can't do that. You got to let them, you know, speak for themselves if they want to or not.
I know how that feels to be volunteered for something and you didn't have anything to do with it.
Like, what the heck, man?
We used to do that when they come time to work on cars. When I was doing that for a living, they would volunteer me to do that, and I'm like, you can't be doing that.
Yeah, you know, well, I understand, because I've had people do that with welding and the same thing, fabricating something or, you know, building bumpers or something like that, you know. They say, hey, Rich, you help this guy out?
Do that with, oh, yeah, just take it over there. Patrick will take care of it, and then they expect to get it for free, especially when I had my auto repair business. That was always something going on.
Buddy, I guarantee you that. My work, you know, and I'll do it for them, help them out, you know. My truck was dragging start this morning. I said, I got a tester. We can put a voltage tester on it and, you know, see what it does when you put it under a load. I can do that for you.
Helping people out, I enjoy it. It's just when they start expecting it, it becomes an issue.
That, or you never hear from them until they need something.
I know that feeling too. Or when you do need something, nowhere to be found.
they're too busy. Don't mind volunteering and helping people do stuff or put stuff up or fix stuff and do whatever I got to do to help people, but sometimes it used to. It sure got old after a while because you kept getting volunteered for stuff.
I know what you mean, and I don't know. But so did you try to get in the, to change the subject, did you try to get in the extra class that's going to start in January?
Not yet. I did check in on that net that after I talked to you about that same night. I checked in and talked to the boys on the net, but I haven't tried to get into that extra class.
I got into the extra class that starts tonight.
They still got room?
Idea. You have to email him and he'll let you know. Gary's pretty good about getting back to you.
All right, roger that.
It's a little easier. I'm through all the congestion where 85 and business 85 cross 20 or 26 crosses them.
Cool.
Hop off here for a little while and eat my breakfast while traffic's died down here. But good to talk to you this morning and look forward to talking to you on down the log. KO4HKX, and I'll be clear on your final. 7-3.
Thank you very much. I pulled up your that website now, and I don't got Gary, but I want to email Gary this morning, see if I get in an extra class. But thank you so much, and enjoy your ride. I hope you have a beautiful day. God bless, my friends. 7-3s, KF4MUF.